This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Our high-speed rail, still not done, right? Really expensive. Yeah, Republicans want President Trump to take a look at it. We'll have the latest on the Toronto plane crash, but first, the cell phone ban for the LAUSD.
Goes district-wide today. Let's get more live from Venice High this morning and our John Baird.
Oh, this is a big day for students because they're going to have to go without their phones. You know, and kids love their phones. And here at Venice High, they've been able to keep them up until today, but not anymore. A couple of students tell me the phones will go in a box during their homeroom period at 8:30, and they don't get them back until the end of the day. That's six periods without a phone. Now, other schools will handle things differently. For instance, some of them will be on the honor system. Now, I talked to a mom whose kids go to a magnet school. They take a bus from Venice High. She tells me she is absolutely on board with the cell phone policy.
I'm 100% pro cell phone ban. My kids didn't get smartphones until this December. Because once the cell phone ban went into effect, I felt comfortable giving them smartphones.
Wow, okay. You think they'll get more done at school?
Yes, and I think the social media pressure is too high during school time and distracting.
And the district wants the students focused on learning and wants to limit cyberbullying, too, from social media, of course. Another parent, though, said it was important to have a way to reach their kids if necessary and that the kids have the phones during emergencies. But again, the cell phone ban is here officially. Stay tuned.
All right, John. LA County Public Health talking about the air, the soil, the water since the fires at a virtual town hall tonight. Experts providing some initial testing results, completed assessments explaining what they mean, talking about the next steps in the recovery, and a Q&A session. Facebook, YouTube, X starting at 6. They'll stream it. They've got a Google Doc going, so you can submit some questions. That form's on our website, knxnews.com.
A new law is being proposed to help homeowners who lose their homes in natural disasters. It's called Eliminate the List Act, and if it passes and is signed, homeowners wouldn't have to make a long list of their belongings to get the full insurance money for what was lost. The bill could make insurance companies pay 100% of what homeowners are owed, even without a list of things to prove what was inside the house. The idea is to make things easier for people and make insurance work better when disasters happen. If it goes through, again, passed and signed, California would be the first state in the nation to do it. Some other states like Oregon and Colorado, they've had similar ideas, but they wanted insurance companies to only pay part of the amount. And certainly we can anticipate pushback, strong pushback from the insurance companies to this.
A little more on the health effects of our fires. Eaton and Palisades, a university researcher, is beginning a 10-year study now. Karen Adams talking with a UCLA researcher.
Catherine McNamara with the UCLA Center for Healthy Climate Solutions says they first want to identify what chemicals and toxins people were exposed to during the fires.
We want to give some evidence that supports these remediation recommendations and reoccupancy of structures that were minorly impacted or in the adjacent areas. And then eventually our goal is to set up a disease registry and try to look at chronic health outcomes that may be associated with some of the exposures that we're characterizing right now.
She says they hope to have a website up this week on some of their preliminary findings.
Once we feel comfortable with data quality issues, then we want to start releasing data immediately. We're also interfacing with LA County Public Health and the Air Quality Management District to try to make sure that there's not major discrepancies in what we're finding and what they're finding.
She says once the website is up, they'll be looking to set up community advisory boards to help in their study. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Some California Republicans have written a letter to the president supporting his look into the state's high-speed rail project. They are worried, they say, that it won't finish on time. That's been a struggle for quite some time, especially part of the track between Merced and Bakersfield. The project has had a lot of delays over budget and over time, and some experts say, it needs more planning. President Trump has said he will investigate, but did not give details. Let's talk about that Toronto crash. An investigation underway to figure out what caused that Delta plane to crash and flip upside down in Toronto. John Nelson is a passenger on board, recorded some of the events after he evacuated. He talked about it.
We just landed. Our plane crashed. It's upside down.
Pete Carlson was another passenger on the plane, says everyone on it suddenly got very close in terms of how to help one another.
The most powerful part of today was there was just people, no countries, no nothing. It was just people together helping each other.
All 80 on board survived.
Students at LAUSD not allowed to use those cell phones during school hours, officially starting today. Talking to a board member now about the new rules. It's LAUSD board member Nick Melvoin.
Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, okay, some people are for this. Some are against it. I want to know how it's going to be enforced.
Yes, I know that I'm not every student's favorite board member this morning, but I think they'll come around, and it's not a punitive measure. It's for their best interest when it comes to their academic and mental and physical health. So, you know, we have nearly 1,000 schools in LA Unified, and so we've given discretion to schools. They spent the last few months choosing their mechanism, whether that's a pouch that students have to put them in or a little lockbox, or a lot of schools are just having the kids keep their phones turned off all day, including lunch and recess, in their backpacks. And then there are consequences for taking them out, just like for breaking any other school rule. And so it will be up to the school. And we're collecting data over the next few weeks to see which methods are most effective. But we know our bigger high schools, many of them have these pouches because it's harder to enforce that if you don't. But a lot of our elementary schools don't have a phone problem as is, and our middle schools are kind of in the middle. So we know it's a big lift. It's definitely a cultural change, but we think it's a really important one for our students and for our whole school communities.
What kinds of consequences, though, could be on the list for people who have those phones out and are using them? Or, as we've heard here, some kids have actually figured out how to, like, call and talk through the bag.
Really softly.
Like, life finds a way, man, you know?
Exactly. Or you know, burner phones, we've heard. I mean, kids will be kids. But so not unlike consequences for other, you know, infractions. So a warning of calling a parent and then ultimately taking a phone. We've already, some schools that were early adopters, you know, by the time a parent or guardian has to come and pick up a phone once or twice, the kids start to comply. But what we've seen, you know, like with any school policy, whether that's tardy sweeps or a uniform, is that the vast majority of students will comply, then we'll have some holdouts. But again, this isn't supposed to be a punishment. We've heard a lot of feedback from students and definitely their teachers that when kids are off their phones, they're more present, they're happier. So my hope is that folks will willingly embrace this. Maybe not right away, maybe not our high school seniors who have had years of having their phones, but eventually that this will be something the students appreciate.
There are exceptions, I understand, for students with disabilities and those that need phones for translation purposes. Seems like they're going to get really popular.
Could you text somebody or check this form?
Yeah. And also, are those people, those students who already have something formal in place, or do the parents just raise their hand and say, we need an exception?
So one thing I should know, too, is that every student at L Unified has a device, a laptop or a tablet provided by the school district. So certain forms of communication like email or translation services, a lot of those things can happen on their district issued devices. The cell phones are particularly harmful for kids because of social media and because of the ability to text so quickly and the forward facing camera. But for students who need, you know, who have an IEP, a special education plan, where they need some sort of accommodation, those things are already in place. And through this implementation, they'll work with the school. So we know that there will be some folks who raise their hands and say, oh, I need an exception. But schools, I think, will exercise caution and make sure that only those folks who really need to use their phones for some health purpose will be able to.
Can I get WhatsApp or a Messenger on my school-issued device and then just talk to my friends that way?
It's a great question. I know our students have thought about it. Those are blocked through the district Wi-Fi for the reasons that we're blocking cell phones. But we know that it'll be a whack-a-mole for at least a few weeks. And schools have had kind of this soft launch period. And the feedback we've been getting has been quite positive about most students, even if they're embracing it begrudgingly, are embracing it. But we'll continue to monitor and make sure that we're aware of kind of all the ways that students may be trying to find the loopholes.
We all survived, right? We made it through school without phones.
Barely.
Indeed.
LAUSD board member Nick Melvoine. Thanks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I couldn't find eggs over the weekend. We're going to talk about the egg problem, the vaccine, a new one for bird flu, getting a preliminary okay. And in a few minutes, our KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg, 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
U.S. and Russian officials meeting in Saudi Arabia this week, talking about ending the war in Ukraine. U.S. team led by the Secretary of State Marco Rubio included a national security advisor and a Middle East envoy. Ukrainian officials are not part of these talks after they ended. The group said lasting end of the war needs to happen.
This needs to be a permanent into the war and not a temporary end as we've seen in the past.
Ukraine's president saying his country won't accept any deal if they aren't part of the talks.
Head of the Social Security Administration is stepping down.
The AP's learned the Social Security Administration's acting commissioner has stepped down over Department of Government efficiency requests for access to sensitive information of Social Security recipients. Michelle King had more than 30 years of service at the IRS. Two people familiar with the situation say her departure came after King refused requests from DOJ staffers. The White House has replaced her with another acting commissioner who's a career Social Security anti-fraud expert. But the White House notes in a statement that President Trump has nominated a permanent chief, Frank Bisignano, and expects swift confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Updates on the whole Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America thing.
Mexico says it's waiting for a new response from Google to its request that the tech company fully restore the name Gulf of Mexico to its Google Maps before filing a lawsuit.
Y que por eso en Estados Unidos el nombre del Golfo de México se ve Golfo de América si uno lo ve desde allá.
During a news conference Monday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum shared a letter from Google saying the tech company will not change the name after President Trump declared the body of water the Gulf of America. Sheinbaum says the mapping policy violates Mexican sovereignty because the U.S. only has jurisdiction over around 46% of the Gulf, the rest controlled by Mexico and Cuba. The Mexican president also says we will wait for Google's response, and if not, we will proceed to court. I'm Julie Walker.
Eggs and bird flu. We've got an update for you. Department of Ag has given conditional approval to a vaccine for bird flu in the chickens. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says it's concerning because it's flu season. She says the CDC has a couple of reports on bird flu ready to go, but they have yet to be shared with the public. She says it reminds her of President Trump's first term.
During the first Trump administration, the political interference at that time was to make the COVID pandemic seem rosier, the situation seemed rosier than it was. And to see that behavior reemerging now is really worrisome. That's not transparency.
CDC has reported at least 68 confirmed cases of bird flu. One person has died.
Study out of UCSF says California is seeing a big rise in advanced prostate cancer.
Despite being the most common cancer among men, experts stopped recommending routine PSA testing for everyone back in 2012. Professor Aaron Van Blarigan explains why.
Screening for prostate cancer is a big challenge, and there's been changing guidelines and recommendations because prostate cancer is a complicated disease.
She says a lot of tumors forming in the prostate aren't harmful, and in many cases, they can be left alone.
Unfortunately, a small subset of those do advance, and those are really the tumors we're trying to catch early and treat.
The challenge is that screening can't tell the difference.
In 2012, the guideline was to stop screening because, you know, hundreds of thousands of men were being diagnosed with potentially a tumor that they didn't need to know they had.
I'm David Welch, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Yep, I mentioned this before. We got a guest today, not on the phone, but in studio, and a lot to talk about with our KNX travel editor, Peter Greenberg.
Hey. All right, I'll take the applause. Okay.
So the LA Travel Show is this weekend at the Convention Center, Saturday and Sunday, and you are going to be one of the featured speakers. And I said, what are you going to talk about? You said, everything the travel industry doesn't want you to know, you're going to tell them.
Exactly. You know, we all want to travel. We all want to go from point A to point B. The problem is there are about 47 different points of abuse that are waiting for you, and I'm going to tell you how to mitigate those points of abuse. Airplanes, trains, automobiles, cruise ships, you name it, we'll be talking about it.
Do I have like a silver lining? What's getting easier if I have 46 or 47 pain points?
What's getting easier is if you do it the right way, your ability to make choices before you ever leave home. But you have to know how to do that. And for those people, I'll give you a tease. For those people who make their airline reservations online, you are losers. And I'm going to tell you why on Saturday.
I don't like to be a loser.
That's why you got to come listen.
But I don't want to be a loser, Peter.
All right, fine. So let's talk up. So pain points and problems. Let's talk about the layoffs for Southwest Airlines. 15% of the workforce, but it's corporate and senior leadership. So how am I going to feel that as a customer?
You won't feel it immediately, but this is just the beginning. Remember, Southwest now is controlled by a new investor group. They're the ones that wanted to get rid of a lot of different things, and that's of course the old seating assignments. Now they have seating assignments coming back. They're going to start segmenting those sales. You're going to be paying for seats as opposed to just open seating. And the one thing that's still on the boards, which is nice for most passengers, is Southwest is still not going to charge you to check two bags, but don't think that won't be on the table very soon. This investor group wants to do everything about saving money, cutting costs, and making money.
How are they doing in terms of especially routing? It used to be so easy to get anywhere in California, and Southwest is big here. I mean, Burbank, you know, John Wayne, Ontario, out to Palm Springs. It's not as easy to get flights. There used to be like six times a day. Now it's two for Southwest.
And why they're doing that is it's all about yield. What are they going to get for every seat that they sell, and which route's going to give them the most per seat? And if they're doing a route that may, even if they fill the plane, but it's not giving them enough profit, they'll pull that plane out and put it on a route where they get more per seat. And that's what you're seeing, not just at Southwest, but at many other airlines.
Speaking with our KNX News travel editor, Peter Greenberg. All right, so the Toronto, you know, flipped over plane, big in the news. I was talking to someone, and there's been several crashes recently. We've been talking about a lot of them. And when I was talking to someone about it, inevitably it goes to, well, you know, those federal cuts. That must be a factor. Are they?
In this case, absolutely not. This case, of course, happened in Canada. Nothing to do with FAA or DEI. None of these four cases in the last 2 weeks are connected at all. The mid-air collision at Washington Reagan, the crash in Pennsylvania, of course, the runway incursion in Scottsdale, and then most recently what happened yesterday in Toronto. They're all individual, unconnected cases, but they do bring up the subject of other issues that have been with us a long time, like FAA staffing, like training, like oversight in terms of inspection of manufacturing and operation, and the relationship that the FAA has with the operators and the manufacturers, which, by the way, creates a conflict of interest. This is what the new administrator of the FAA has to deal with, and the new Secretary of Transportation, because these are problems that have been with us for 30 and 40 years and have never been properly addressed.
For Toronto, there's video. Did the gear just give out? I mean, hard landing, but not like the hardest landing.
Well, we don't know that yet. What we do know is he was coming in fast and he was coming in hard. He didn't bounce. He just crashed in and then skidded the wings.
The
wings
just basically down, and then there was the wing and poof. Yeah. Boom.
And this is a miraculous situation because I only know of one other case where a plane had a crash and then ended up perfectly level but inverted and everybody got out. That happened with a cargo plane in Hong Kong many years ago, a DC-10, by the way. This is a smaller plane, and that also contributed to people getting out easily simply because the distance, even though they were suspended from the air, from there to the actual floor of the plane, which of course at that point was the ceiling of the plane, was not great. And luckily everybody got out.
You mentioned that some of these problems have existed for 30 or 40 years, and I'm going to get you into a little political territory here, but, you know, some people are very nervous about all of the changes that are happening. If there is change after 30 or 40 years of issues, is that positive? Could it be?
It all depends on what kind of change. You don't change something by just firing people, especially at an agency which has had staffing issues in terms of the numbers of qualified people for quite some time. We have three air traffic control centers right now in this country that are operating at below 85% staffing threshold, and they're forcing the controllers to work mandatory overtime. That's the one job on the planet you don't want anybody working overtime on. So don't fire everybody. Increase your training, increase your oversight, increase your budget. Put your money where lives are at stake, and then deal with excess later.
Where do we find you this weekend?
L.A. Convention Center on Saturday. I'll be speaking at noon. I'll be speaking about the investigations as well.
KNX News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
The L.A. Travel Show. Let's go.
There he is. Thanks so much.
You got it, guys.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.